Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to Building Sustainability. This is a bite-sized episode, so it's just a short 10-minute nugget of building sustainability. Enjoy.
I'm Roland Keeble and I'm an earth builder, and I wanted to talk today about one of the three pillars of building sustainability materials, which is, for me, clay. Clay is an extraordinary material which is capable of so much, which is really not recognised and was not recognised by me even decades after starting working with the material. And one of the revelations about it is the composition of the material itself and its geometry and the way these two things interplay to make something which is, on the one hand, just clay, this weak material which gets wet and soft and liquid and then dries out hard and cracks, and on the other hand is so powerful and can produce enormous buildings, fine finishes. And this isn't to say nothing of the world of burnt clay, which of course produces the things that we can eat off and all forms of different kinds of artwork and you know, the humble common burnt brick. But I'm not really talking about that. I'm talking about clay as this endlessly moldable medium. Clay is, in under a microscope, a series of flat plates. And it's a series of flat plates which are made up of silica, alumina, ferrous. And these are the elements which you find in the device which you're possibly listening to this podcast on, elements which are able to transmit electricity, which hold together using very small amounts of electricity, as your body does hold together with very small amounts of electricity. And when you're dead, that electricity is gone. And so it is with clay, that while it's in this free state, it's able to take up these little electrical charges and let them go again in this very dynamic fashion with water. But once you've burned it, then those dynamic actions stop. Clay particles are incredibly small. They are the same kind of size as your red and white blood corpuscles moving around your body in a liquid state. And so this goes part of the way of explaining why it is that clay has such an interesting range of properties that it can become a liquid and turn into something really quite strong and robust with the addition or the subtraction of moisture, of humidity. The American military invented a very clever weapon a few years ago we were very pleased with, and it could see through walls. And this would obviously be very useful for people that want to kill each other, to be able to see behind and through walls that their enemies were on the other side of. But where they were fighting their wars, a lot of the walls were not made of concrete blocks or bricks, which the weapon had been tried out on. And so they went to people in America who were building with clay, and they asked them to please build them structures out of clay that they could test their weapon on. And when the weapon was tested, it was discovered that it couldn't actually see through the walls that had been built. And this also goes some way to explain why when you take your mobile phone into a clay building, very often it's quite ineffective. And this is probably linked to these small electrical charges which are generated as the clay dries out after you've built with it. I mean, the thing about clay is that it just can make so many associations with so many different materials. And those associations allow it to become structures that can build, you know, multiple storied buildings, or finishes, surface finishes, which can be as smooth as glass and with a full range of different colours that can all be applied by a hand or a tool to any range of different materials. Just read this morning someone saying that they'd just been plastering a piece of glass. And these properties are all to do with clay. So with clay, you can add different aggregates. And a lot of people think about aggregates as being sand and gravels, but you could also think about aggregates as being fibres, straws and shivs from various different plants, or wood chips, or sawdust, whole range of different irregularly shaped materials which the smooth flat platelets of clay are able to bind up together. And sometimes they're bound up very tightly and closely and densely, and then you're making things that are structural. And sometimes they're bound up in a very loose, light way, binding up materials that have got very low mass and become insulation materials. But however it is, the clay is producing a material which is either structural or insulating. It's able to buffer heat and cold in different ways. And so one of the things that clay showed me was that the distinction that we draw between insulation and structure is a bit of a strange one, because what clay does and the materials that it produces is to buffer temperature. It doesn't stop it, it allows it to move, but it holds it, and it holds it from moving faster or slower. So if you have a big piece of mass inside a building, it can suck up all of the excess heat from outdoors on a sunny day and let it go slowly during the night. Or on the outside of a building with a whole lot of hemp aggregate, say, it can stop the cold from leaving the building, not with a full stop, but by slowing it down. And this range of associations that clay has stretches to all sorts of other interesting things, which some of which we're aware of and some of which we're less aware of. So, for instance, we know that lime, burnt lime or unburnt lime, has very good associations with clay and chemically work together very well, whereas with cement, that common binder which is causing so much problems in our environment, in our climate now. With cement, the clay is too free, and it attacks the cement. The cement is this very fixed chemical reaction, which the clay never is. The clay is expanding and contracting and expanding and contracting, and it's something which little by little over time attacks the cement and destroys it. But clays are exploited by all sorts of different organisms, including termites. And termites are using fungi to process carbon of various different types, straw and wood, and free the lignins and the other chemicals in the timber and make these extraordinary glues, which combined with the clay can make, again, structures which are waterproof, water resistant, much stronger than they would be on their own. And these are skills and games which we are only just beginning to scratch the surface of. Another important association that clay has is with chalk. And chalk is in the lime family, and the particle size is 10 times smaller than clay. And it will bind to itself to a degree. It's not quite clear what the exact binding is of chalk particles to itself. And it may be that over time there's some crystallization occurring between the chalk particles. But whatever it is that's holding chalk together, it's not the strongest of materials. It's typically crushing at about 0.8 newtons millimeter squared. But what we've discovered is that clay, which is 10 times bigger in its particle size than chalk, when a certain amount of clay is added to chalk, you can double or triple or quadruple the strength of chalk material. And this gives the chalk all sorts of different characteristics than it otherwise has in terms of strength. But it also helps the clay to be worked in the form of a paste, in the form of a plaster. So again, lime, chalk and clay have these very interesting associations.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.